Simon's going to talk to us. First of all, he's been thinking and praying about this for ages and ages and ages, and we're all looking forward to hearing you, Simon. Sure that out of what you have to say, the Holy Spirit's going to take a bit here for one person, a bit there for another person, and he'll do his work. And when all said and done, the whole thesis of how we count the time together is that if the Holy Spirit doesn't do it, we can't do it. So we're not in the business of whipping it up, getting overexcited, trying to push through. God is God, and God comes, and sometimes he comes as a little baby, because I'm thinking about that a lot just at the moment, as you can well imagine. So let's just acknowledge the presence of God. Holy God, one who loves the universe, three in one, one in three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we declare that you love the world so much that you gave your only Son, so that any one of us, any last one of us, if we believe in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life starting now. So that's the basis we come to you, Lord, that you love us, couldn't love us anymore, whatever we did, and we're looking forward to being closer to you and closer to one another this evening. Pray for Simon. Just reach out hand towards Simon. Govern him by your Spirit. This isn't too much of a ritual. Put the other hand on your ear. One hand towards him, one on your ear. Father, we pray for our ears, that we will hear what you're speaking. You'll take off all the filters which would cause us to ignore what you're saying. And help us tonight to become the kind of people you've always planned that one day we will be. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Come on, Simon. Otherwise, I'll have prayed my way through all your speaking time.
Okay. Right. Today is Armistice Day. And it comes from the medieval Latin armistice, which is stopping of arms. And it commemorates the end of the First World War on the 11th of November, which did carry on absolutely until the 11th hour. So I'll tell you two stories about forgiveness, which is what I want to talk about today. One of which is probably familiar, the other one not so. Corrie ten Boom was in Ravensbrück, a concentration camp during the war, and she lost her sister Betsy there. And after the war she returned to Holland, but in 1947 she went back and preached in Munich. She preached about forgiveness. Now the message came across very well, and the Germans that she was preaching to really benefited from that and really received it well. And in that message she said, "We confess our sins, God cast them into the deepest ocean, gone forever." At that meeting she saw a familiar man. He was a heavy set man, and she recognised him as a guard from the camp that she was in, and that made her relive and think about some of the things that had happened there. This man approached her and he said to her, "Since the war I've become a Christian. God, I know has forgiven me for the things I've done there, but I would like to hear it from you as well. Now this man put out his hand and asked her to forgive him. She stood there for seconds. It felt like a long time to her, but eventually she did grasp his hand and said, "I forgive you, brother." Now, they carried on grasping their hands, and she said that she felt God's love very intensely at that moment. So in contrast, in 1943, there was a bombing raid in London, and a nurse called Lorna was killed there. She was only 20. She was the fiancée to Patrick Moore, the astronomer. And throughout his life, Patrick Moore never got married or had any relationships at all. He was very much anti-immigration, anti-integration, with very much imperialist, British or best kind of attitude, and also held some extreme right-wing views. In an interview in 2012 for Sky at Night, he said, "I still hate Germans. We must take care. There may be another war. The Germans may try again, given another chance. A kraut is a kraut, and the only good kraut is a dead kraut." He died 7 months after that interview. He died a bitter man, having never been able to give forgiveness despite his loss. And yet, Corrie ten Boom, who lost her sister and saw many atrocities there, she was able to forgive someone who directly contributed to that. So, in Hebrews 12, 14 and 15, it says, "Make every effort to live in peace and be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. To see that no one falls short of the grace of God, and no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." The Bible also speaks of forgiveness in Matthew, when Peter says to Jesus, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle his accounts with his servants. As he began settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he, his wife, and his children all be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and let the man throw him into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what happened, they were outraged and told their master everything that happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I cancel the debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have shown mercy on your fellow servants, just as I had on you?' In his anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back what he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." Certainly in my life, I've had people who have seriously wronged me, and I have needed to go through times of forgiveness. I've been through a long and protracted divorce. I've had suffered domestic violence as well during that time, and that's something that I've had to come to terms with and forgive those, even when they were not around for me to speak to directly. For me, it was an attitude that I had to take, and I had to do that within myself. I spoke to other people and forgave without being able to speak to the other people, and that took away a lot of the bitterness in my heart. So the question is, who do you have to forgive? Who has wronged you? Is there any bitterness that you need to work through and to work on? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very good.
When you listen to Simon's story in detail, it becomes evident to me that he's been through things that I haven't, and most of us haven't. I know that life affects us differently in different ways. But there's something about the fact that somebody who you know has authentically struggled with an issue moves on. And we will pray for people who want to move on to forgiveness. Okay? I'm not interested in praying for anybody who doesn't want to move on to forgiveness. You know, that's. As you can sort that out. But there may be other things. There may be things that you feel that God wants to touch tonight in people's lives. And we could well have a sort of tit for tat kind of sharing where you feel that God wants to speak to people about X, and lo and behold, somebody stands up and you find that God is pointing at some area where you can be blessed and the least as well.